The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus began to speak in the synagogue, saying, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me the proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things we have heard done in Capernaum.'" And he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the skies closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was none of those that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zephrath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet none of them were cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were filled with fury. They rose up and drove him out of town and led him to the brow of the hill on which the town had been built to hurl him downward. But Jesus passed through their midst and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. "A prophet to the nations I appointed you," God tells Jeremiah in the first reading. And this appointment of Jeremiah comes before he's even born, before he's even formed in the womb, without any merit, without any doing on Jeremiah's part. God has some plan set aside for him, specifically to be a prophet. But what exactly does this mean, to be called to be a prophet? "Stand up," God says, "and tell them all that I command you." It seems kind of simple, really, to be a prophet. God says, "Go and say this." So a prophet just has to go and say that. That's it. Sounds simple. The Second Vatican Council teaches that by our baptism, we are made priest, prophet, and king. That we have a unique share in the prophetic mission of Christ. We are, my brothers and sisters, each one of us, prophets. The words that the Lord speaks to Jeremiah today, he speaks also to us. "Stand up. Go out to the world and tell them all that I have commanded." Prophets then tell the truth to people who don't know it, or perhaps know it and reject it. And as the first reading and the gospel both allude to, this often arouses anger from kings, from princes, from people, from religious. And so it's not as simple as "go here and say this." In some way it is, "go there, say that." But by doing that, by following God's will, by being a prophet that we're called to be, we are going to get a lot of people angry at us. Our Lord in today's gospel spoke prophetically to the people in his hometown. And at first they were like, "Oh, wow, is this the son of Joseph, the carpenter? Is this really, like, this is amazing what he's saying." And then after the initial, like, surprise and enjoyment at his words were being heard, Christ started speaking words to them that were difficult for the people of his hometown to hear. And in doing so, in exercising the call that he was called to do, being a prophet to his own people, they sought to kill him. They led him up to the cliffside and sought to throw him over, head first. They will fight against you, but never prevail over you. For I'm with you to deliver you, says the Lord. These are the words from the first reading. But being a prophet is exactly what each of us is called to by our baptism. And the most important truth we can proclaim prophetically in this life is the living witness of love. St. Paul, in the second reading today, summarizes this living and prophetic witness of love quite beautifully. Love is patient, it is kind, it is not jealous, not pompous, it is not inflated, it is not rude, it does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered, it does not brood over injury, doesn't rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, and love never fails. My brothers and sisters, this is our calling today, to join with Christ in his prophetic mission, to make disciples of all nations and to teach them all that God has commanded us. When we go out to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, we must take both what I just read to you from St. Paul, the what love is, but we also have to take his admonishment seriously. If we speak in human and angelic tongues, if we have all knowledge and all understanding, if we have all faith to move mountains, but do not have love, we are a resounding gong, a clashing cymbal. We are nothing if we do not have love. So take heart. Love until it hurts, and proclaim prophetically the love of God to all peoples.